G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture, and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
It's election day in Tasmania. The Liberals have held power in the island state since 2014, with the incumbent Jeremy Rockliffe looking to secure a further 4 years as Premier. Issues such as gender identity, parental rights, coercive laws, and the care of vulnerable people are on the agenda. The Australian Christian Lobby's Tasmanian State Director Christopher Brohier has told Vision Christian Radio they've run a single-issue campaign based on parental rights for children.
We've concentrated on that issue because we think the fate of the rights of parents to care for their kids and the rights of sex-confused kids is the most important thing in this election, and there seems to be a clear divide, and we're just pointing that out.
Politicians also remain divided over the issue of a new AFL stadium. The league has made it a condition of Tasmania's entry in 2028 that a new stadium must be built, with a site selected at Macquarie Point in Hobart. Liberal candidate for the seat of Franklin, Erica Betts, has told Vision Christian Radio if Tasmania wants an AFL team, it needs the new stadium to go with it.
The state government contribution is only 41 days of health expenditure. So if you think of a stadium lasting at least 40 years, we are investing 1 day's of health expenditure per year in that stadium over that 40-year period.
But Labor candidate for the seat of Clark, John Kamara, says the money could be better spent elsewhere.
The cost of living, the health system, the housing crisis, education, and there are a whole lot of priority issues that we need to be thinking about than spending over $700 million to build a stadium that we may not need at this time.
Gambling reforms are also on the agenda, with Anglicare pushing a pre-commitment model which both parties had previously supported. The Very Reverend Richard Humphrey from Hobart's St David's Cathedral has told Vision Christian Radio it's a big issue for the state.
I hope Christians will encourage whatever the outcome is to hold their local parliamentarians to the promises they've made, because the damage that gambling makes, particularly in the northern suburbs of Tasmania, is just horrendous, and we need to be protecting families from the damage that gambling can bring.
Christians are being called on to use their vote wisely. Australian Federation for the Family founder Jack Sonneman has told Vision Christian Radio God's word needs to be our moral compass.
God is not too concerned about what we want. He's more concerned about what his word says. And as long as our wants line up with his word, we get what we pray for. We can pray outside of what God's word says, we'll never get it. But when we stand with him in his word, we'll always get it.
Polling centers close at 6 p.m. tonight.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.